Ole, cha-cha-cha, and all that sort of thing. Tell you what, we're about to, they're currently doing some filming for a television show over here on the other side, and they'll be around with that for a while. And a representative of the mayor has just walked in with a proclamation. Let's get to that in just a moment.
OGW. It's a catalog you walk through. OGW. It's a catalog you walk through.
It's a showcase filled with diamonds. It's diamonds by the score. They're all the finest quality in our catalog showroom store. The finest diamond values and a big selection too. We have a diamond just for you.
G. Wilson is having their catalog clearance right now, and you can save 5 to 20% off the already low prices on selections of diamond jewelry. They need room for new merchandise, so there's a wide selection of diamonds that are priced to sell in a hurry. Save 50 to 20% on diamonds now at O.G. Wilson's Catalog Showroom, Glenbrook Center, and Southtown Mall.
O.G.W., it's a catalog you walk through. O.G.W.,
selling your farm is one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever make. And when it comes time to make that decision, it's time to see Schrader Real Estate, the farm specialist. Schrader's is the professional firm that specializes in selling farms throughout northeastern Indiana. It won't cost you any more to list your farm with Schrader, and you'll benefit from their many successful years of farm brokerage experience. Contact Schrader Real Estate with headquarters in Columbia City, phone 244-7606, or in Fort Wayne, 625-3373.
All right, we're going to run over here for just a moment, but Representative the mayor has just walked in. David Beer is here. See how I made that rhyme? David Beer is here, and he has something for Bob. Chris Roberts, take over down there.
Yes, sir. Bob is talking with someone right now. Here he is. Bob, this is a proclamation, and perhaps Dave would read us for it. Dave Beer is from the mayor's office.
All right, Dave.
Thank you, Bob. Mayor Armstrong, sorry that he cannot be with you today, but asked me to bring this proclamation, which I'll read if that's all right.
Yes, yes.
Whereas Bob Sievers began his radio career on WOWO 40 years ago, and whereas Bob Sievers has progressed from a Southside High School student announcing station breaks to one of the most popular morning disc jockeys in the United States. And whereas, with the exception of military service, Bob Sievers has not missed a single day on the air since 1963. And whereas the entire community of Fort Wayne and all of northern Indiana rely on Bob Sievers to advise us of school closings, special weather announcements each morning. And whereas the entire community is honoring Bob Sievers during a special broadcast from Southside High School on Thursday, August 26, 1976, now, therefore, I, Robert E. Armstrong, mayor of the city of Fort Wayne, Indiana, do hereby proclaim August 26th as Bob Sievers Day in the city of Fort Wayne. And here stands the mayor.
He just walked in. Oh, that's great.
I just told him that you weren't going to be here.
He just told me that you were out of town or something.
No, he didn't.
But I couldn't pass it up, so I walked out of my meeting, come out here to greet you, and I'll
Bob,
go back
I
to
feel
my
highly honored for this presentation, this proclamation, and it's a real pleasure to see you. Well, thank you so much.
You're very deserving of it. After 40 years of saying hi to everybody and putting up with Jay Gould and the rest of the people.
Well, in that category, yes, I am deserving, putting up with Jay Gould. Oh, there, Armstrong. Thank you so much for this honor, Bob.
Ah, there now. Isn't that great? All right, we're over just a little bit, and you can hear the crowd now applauding Mayor Armstrong and the group here, and we'll join you right after the news.
Chevrolet's August clearance is in full swing, and the magic number is 314. That means that even though prices keep getting lower and lower, Hefner still has one of the best Chevy car and truck inventories in the Midwest. Hefner still has over 51 Monte Carlos, 43 Vegas, 52 half-ton pickups, and 38 three-quarter and one-ton pickups in stock. And if you think prices are as low as they're going to go, just listen to this. For only $400 down, cash or trade, you can be driving a new Monte Carlo with air conditioning and much more for less than $125 a month. Remember, every 76 Chevy car or truck in stock is reduced. Hurry before time runs out.
Prices based on 48 monthly payments to qualified buyers at an annual percentage rate of 12.68%.
Hefner Chevrolet, 500 East State.
Make it with a Viking, and you'll make sewing fun again.
Switch to the stitch of Viking, the best machine in the world.
The day I switched to Viking, two very important things happened. One, I started liking myself again. Two, I loved what I made. I used to get so frustrated over sewing, I'd snap at everyone. But now, I've discovered Viking solve problems other machines create. From a color-coded stitch selector to convenient controls, Viking is truly the dream machine of today's woman. Buttonholing, threading, durability, oh, love it! Viking, amazing what 100 years experience can do. Never outdated either. Vikings are built to have whatever new comes on, added on.
See the Vikings today at Tootie's Fabrics, Marketplace of Canterbury and Fort Wayne. Tootie's Fabrics.
Your radio station, when you need to know. Westinghouse Broadcasting.
Good morning. In today's headlines, Jimmy Carter has a few thoughts on the Ford administration and how it's allegedly botched up the image of the American farmer. Congress is dealing with a variety of issues today, including one relating directly to abortion. Several Fort Wayne massage parlors ask for an injunction against licensing laws, while the city council grapples with the task of budget trimming. I'm Jim Swikert, and I'll be back with details of these and other stories in just a moment. WoWo News Time, now 8:03. It's 9:03 in Ohio and Michigan.
It's the eighth wonder, and it's located right here in Hoosierland for you to see and enjoy this summer. This week, tonight, it's Fort Wayne's newest in-place for dancing and beverages. It's Davy's Locker, located in the hold of the world-famous Captain Alexander's Moonraker. Davy's features the greatest sound around in the super plush atmosphere of mirrored walls, thick crimson carpeting, stained glass, and abounding in Victorian touches with nautical artifacts. Combines the old with the new for your drink or dancing pleasure. Music is brought to you by one of the country's outstanding program directors, who just may be the greatest disco personality in the business today. Direct from Phoenix, Dave Lucas.
Hi, I'm Dave Lucas with my personal invitation to come join us in the splendor and intimacy of the greatest place around, Davy's Locker. Come down tonight. I'd like to meet and spin one for you. Davy's Locker in the hold of the Moonraker across from the Coliseum. We're open till 2 a.m. tonight.
WoWo weather, a chance for locally dense morning fog today, possibly a few scattered showers, then partly cloudy and a high in the mid-80s. A chance of scattered showers and storms early tonight, a low in the upper 60s. The rain should end tomorrow, then partly cloudy and warmer and a high in the upper 80s. Saturday, partly cloudy and a high in the lower 90s. Indianapolis foggy and 68 at this hour. South Bend mostly cloudy and 71. At the airport here in the Summit City, we have mostly sunny skies and 68 degrees. Democratic presidential hopeful Jimmy Carter took a poke at the Ford administration and Agriculture Secretary Earl Butz yesterday. Carter was speaking at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines and said American farm policies have damaged U.S. foreign crop sales and turned the American farmer into, and we quote,
"The Senate and House remain at odds over whether to ban the use of federal funds for abortions. The Senate has turned down for a second time to accept the ban, which the House has voted for three times as an amendment to an appropriation bill for the Departments of Labor and Health, Education, and Welfare. Meanwhile, it looks as though the Humphrey-Hawkins job bill will not come to a vote this year. Following a meeting of Senate and House Democratic leaders, Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansell said the bill aimed at providing jobs for most of the unemployed has not been reported out yet by a Senate committee, and there are no plans to bring it up. The House has passed a bill that would make it easier for college students to get educational loans and less likely to default on repayment. The House also passed an appropriation of nearly $4 billion to fund a public works jobs program enacted over President Ford's veto. Both bills have been sent to the Senate. Paula Quick, Washington.
A peaceful strike by inmates at New York's Attica State Prison continues this morning. The prisoners are refusing to leave their cells for meals or work details, apparently in protest over conditions at the maximum security institution. Officials say so far the strike has been about 90% effective. Drought conditions are causing trouble in the northern Midwest today. Michigan Governor William Milliken has declared a state of emergency in the Upper Peninsula as the result of fires that have cut across thousands of woodland acres there. And Nebraska Governor J.J. Exon is reported ready to declare 25 counties in his state drought disaster areas. China has begun to withdraw medical personnel from the northern city of Tangshan. It was hit by a disastrous earthquake July 28th. Provincial broadcasts say the move involves at least two medical teams consisting of more than 1,300 doctors and specialists. A North Korean proposal in the wake of last week's murder of two American officers in the DMZ is being pondered, Barry Schweid reports.
The United States may approve a North Korean proposal to separate United Nations and communist troops in the Panmunjom Peace Village. thereby reducing the chances of another armed clash. But even if it does, Washington says it will hold North Korea totally responsible for the safety of Americans in the zone. And it is not calling off the military alert imposed when two American Army officers were hacked to death by North Korean guards. That's the position taken by the State Department in the light of North Korea's offer at a meeting of the Armistice Commission in Panmunjom. A mixture of firmness, but also potential conciliation. Barry Schwide at the State Department.
Five Fort Wayne massage parlors went to court yesterday to seek an injunction against a law requiring them to have a municipal license. Wednesday was the deadline for all city parlors to obtain a permit, but apparently only one has applied. Because Judge Jesse Eschbaugh was out of town, consideration of the injunction request probably won't come until sometime later today or perhaps tomorrow. In the meantime, one parlor has changed its line of business. It's now known as a photographic studio, complete with live models. WoWo News Time, 8:08.
This, my friend, is no tease. Terry Cycle Sales has stripped prices on 76 cycles to a bare minimum to expose optimum savings for you. And you won't believe your eyes when you see the lovely, luscious models on display now. Listen to the figures. The 76 Kawasaki KE100 is only $499. The KM100, $475. The KV100, $575. And the KX125 Motocross is $575. But wait, there's more. The KH250 road bike is yours for $899. Prices are good till the bikes are gone. Terry Cycle Sales, just 2 miles south of Ossian, Indiana. Undoing the strings on prices and pulling down values for you. What are you waiting for, big boy? Now's the chance to get more for less. Get over to Terry Cycle Sales before the whole showroom is naked. For service, parts, accessories, and bikes, Terry Cycle Sales, just south of Ossian, Indiana, Highway 1.
The Fort Wayne City Council continued its job of reviewing the proposed city budget last night. WoWo's Rosemary Haddad has more.
The Fort Wayne City Council is strongly recommending reorganization of the Fort Wayne Police Department. That sentiment surfaced during the budget hearing as council attempted to trim the $5 million police spending plan. Council feels some police personnel are not being utilized efficiently. According to a report from an anonymous police source, Councilman Paul Mike Burns said at least 16 officers are holding down desk jobs while they could be more effective on the street. Council cannot order the police department to reorganize, but through the budgeting process, it's going to urge the force to hire civilians when possible for desk work. Civilians are generally less expensive than police officers, and such a move would put more men on the street. That, asserted City Council President Jimmy Steer, is just what council wants. From the City County Building, Rosemary Haddad, WoWo News.
Fort Wayne detectives are investigating two reported armed robberies that happened late last night. Alan Cordiron of 17 Willoughby Place said he was held up by a knife-wielding woman at Jefferson and Division. Police later arrested 22-year-old Mae Lear of Division Street. She's being held on a charge of armed robbery and under $10,000 bond. Elsewhere, Mr. and Mrs. Don Carney were confronted by a man with a knife in their home at 3718 Warsaw last night. Mr. Carney's wallet and some personal papers were taken. Authorities have now released the name of that teenage girl who was killed Tuesday when she was struck by a car on Old State Road 3 South near Bearfield. She was 14-year-old Janet Lynn Anderson, who had been reported as a runaway from Indianapolis. Scientists continue their exhaustive analysis of information being relayed back to Earth from the Viking spacecraft on Mars. The question of life still is an elusive one. Scientists hope later this week to have more conclusive evidence either way. Yesterday was Marching Band Day at the Indiana State Fair. Norwell High School improved its eighth place standing from last year, coming in second in a field of 46. Other area bands placing favorably are East Noble at Kendallville, 10th, and Homestead here in Allen County, 22nd. And speaking of fairs, in Columbus, Ohio today, the 123rd annual Ohio State Fair opens. Last year, over 2.25 million people attended, and officials think this year's crowds will break the 1975 record. This fall's campaign for the governorship and lieutenant governorship of Indiana will apparently feature joint appearances by both candidates, all four, actually. Governor Bowen and Lieutenant Governor Orr have agreed to appear with Larry Conrad and Thomas Teague. The Democrats have suggested a televised debate similar to the ones planned by President Ford and Jimmy Carter. The Republicans haven't yet given a definite response to that suggestion. A Decatur, Indiana man was killed yesterday in Van Wert County, Ohio, after apparently disregarding a stop sign at Old U.S. 30 and U.S. 224. dead is 73-year-old Hugo Hyman. In Putnam County, Ohio, a car-truck collision sent a 4-year-old Cloverdale, Ohio youngster to St. Rita's Hospital in Lima. She's in critical condition this morning. Dione Horstman was riding in her father's car when it collided with an oncoming semi that was trying to pass a third vehicle. A nationally distributed brand of eye drops is being recalled by the Federal Food and Drug Administration. It's known as iCool, and it's labeled as a decongestant for irritated eyes. Officials say it may contain bacteria.
The difference is Ayers, Ayers. We've got a sale for you.
Ayers end-of-the-month sale starts tomorrow with savings store-wide. Come early, shop late, and save one half and more on the latest fashions and accessories. Sheets, towels, lamps, luggage, carpeting, and so much more throughout the store. But hurry, Ayers EOM sale is 2 days only starting tomorrow. Ayers makes the difference, and you save one half and more during the exciting end-of-the-month sale.
WoWo's Carol Ford. The need for blood is as great in the summer months as it is the rest of the year. Please donate at the Red Cross Blood Center in Fort Wayne, Mondays from noon until 3 p.m. and Thursdays from noon until 5.
Checking WoWo Sports, PGA champ Dave Stockton says some golfers are going to be in the water periodically beginning today when the American Golf Classic begins over the Firestone North Course in Akron, Ohio. That course features water on 10 of 18 holes. In American League Baseball action, the Yankees beat Minnesota yesterday in 19 innings, 5-4. Elsewhere, Kansas City 2 and Cleveland 1. Baltimore topped Oakland 9-4, while Milwaukee was beating Texas 5-1. Detroit 3 and the Chicago White Sox 1. That was Mark Fidrich's 15th win of the year, and Boston beat California 8-2. In the National League, Atlanta 5-1 over Philly, Los Angeles 3, Montreal 1. Pittsburgh shut out San Diego 3-0, while San Francisco beat the Mets 7-1. The Cubs beat Houston 5-1. Cincinnati and St. Louis were idle. The National Basketball Association's Buffalo Braves have announced a deal with the Phoenix Suns. Tom Van Arsdale goes to Phoenix for an undisclosed amount of cash plus a second-round draft choice. Van Arsdale thus joins his twin brother Dick in Phoenix. Tom Van Arsdale has been in the NBA for 11 years now and can play both forward and guard. His brother, of course, is a guard. Right now in Fort Wayne, the skies are mostly sunny and we have 68 degrees, and I'll check the Finkel forecast right after this.
Now, a WoWo editorial. Here's our general manager, Warren Maurer.
This week has been proclaimed Deaf Awareness Week in Fort Wayne. This may not mean much to you because you're hearing this editorial, but it's important to thousands of people in WoWo Land who can hear my voice. Deaf people probably are our least visible minority because deafness doesn't show. As a result, we too often overlook them and through our carelessness relegate them to second-class citizenship. To get an idea of what the world is like for somebody who is deaf, turn the sound all the way down the next time you watch a television newscast. You'll find you only get fragments of information. If that experiment interests you, spend an entire day trying to be sensitive to sounds and how your world would be without them. To start with, you might have trouble getting out of bed because you wouldn't hear your alarm clock. Forget about listening to the radio while getting dressed, and breakfast table conversation is out. You've already run into some upsetting situations, and you haven't even left your home. Deaf people, like people with other kinds of handicaps, aren't asking for special consideration, but they do want an equal chance. WoWo hopes you'll support our deaf friends in their drive for better education, equal employment opportunities, and full legal rights.
That's how WoWo sees it. Your viewpoint is welcome.
WoWo weather, a chance for locally dense fog this morning, possibly a scattered thunderstorm or two, and then partly cloudy and a high in the mid-80s with light southeast winds. A chance of scattered showers and storms early tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Showers and storms should end tomorrow, then partly cloudy and warmer, highs in the upper 80s. And on Saturday, partly cloudy and a high in the lower 90s. Right now at the airport, the barometer rising at 30.12, winds from the southeast at 5, the relative humidity 93%. The skies are mostly sunny and we have 68 degrees. And for WoWo News, I'm Jim Swikert. Okay, I believe it's time to go back out to Southside High School now, and WoWo's Jack Underwood, I hope, is standing by.
Yes, I'm standing by. How are you?
Thank you
very much, and good morning again, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Underwood, and yes, I'm here for Bob Sievers, who is enjoying himself today on his 40th anniversary celebration, and we've gathered several hundred people. They keep coming and going here, but we've gathered a lot of them to have breakfast on McDonald's and to make a contribution to muscular dystrophy, and you couldn't find a more worthy cause if you tried the rest of your life. Bob will be here until 10 o'clock, and I'm going to be here for Bob up until about 9, and then I think I'll put Chris Roberts to work. We had been expecting Ron Gregory, but Ron, I believe, has got a little bit of mononucleosis. While I have Bob's attention, Bob, I've got a little note I'd like. Can you hear me okay?
Not very well. Go ahead, Jack.
All right, I have a little note for you. It says, honoring Bob Sievers on the occasion of his 40th anniversary with WoWo is indeed a meaningful celebration. I have caused to be inserted into the congressional record my remarks concerning this great human being. Among other things, I pointed out that he is representative of the people he serves in the heartland of America, that he knows our feelings and our needs, and expresses them so well through his particular medium, the radio. Please convey to Bob my congratulations on a job well done and my best wishes for a continued success. And it's signed Ed Rausch, representative of our 5th district. By the way, Bob.
Yes, yeah.
We have a copy of the speech that he made that has been entered in the congressional record. I don't have it here. I'd read it.
You know. Do have. Well, I feel honored for that.
Well, I don't blame you. I would, too. I see you're enjoying yourself, aren't you, Bob?
I certainly am. I'm meeting so many people here, Jack, from all over the area. I hate to single any one particular person out. I really want to go back to the audience and sit down and drink coffee with some of my friends, some of my traveling companions. I'll be over, Ralph. Bill Wilkins, so many people here, Jack. It's just a great feeling knowing that so many of our friends are here.
I've got an idea. Why don't you just hand the mic to Chris? But he's got a little surprise for you.
All right. We have yet another presentation this morning here.
Good,
Jack.
Good.
Let's get some names here. Here's a gentleman with a Cub Scout suit on. What's your name?
Tony Mastriano.
Okay, Tony.
Mark Traxel.
From the Boy Scouts and?
Kathleen Stewart.
From where?
Explorers.
Explorers. Boy, we've got one from every level here. And Bob, if you can step in here, we'll have this young man from the Boy Scouts read the presentation for you.
We'd like to give a certificate to Bob Sievers in recognition of his outstanding support and scouting program.
Thank you so much. What is your name?
Mark Traxel.
Mark, I want to thank you and the entire scout organization. I'm sold on scouting. I was never a scout myself, but I've done all I can to promote scouting, and I've been to so many scout meetings, and it's a pleasure to meet young men like you. You thank your entire organization for me. Thank you very much.
And there's another one to add to the collection.
You know, that Radio Shack in his basement is really going to be dolled up.
I'll bet it is.
This one. Now, wait a minute. I think we got one more surprise. Maybe not.
We have someone else here. Let me get the mic in.
Yeah,
Jack.
This could be a surprise.
Oh, Nancy, from where?
Well, I grew up near Alexandria, and now I live near Muncie, Yorktown.
Oh, yes. I'm down by Muncie.
Small town.
Well, Nancy, it's a pleasure meeting you.
I've been wanting to meet you for a long time.
Well, I hope the shock isn't too great. You know, people usually come up to me and say, so you're Bob Sievers, I didn't think you looked like that. Then I look at them and say, well, I didn't think you looked like that either.
Well, that's a good response.
It's been a pleasure meeting you.
I love to hear the animal noises in the morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
I grew up on a farm, and now
did you? Kind of makes you homesick and takes you back to the farm. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes, and they were standing in the spotlight on that because Channel 21 walked in while you were doing that, and I'm glad you all smiled. Huh? Was that 33? I can't see from here, but anyway, thanks. Are y'all through?
You know, Jack, with Lowell Simpson over there from the Wurlitzer Company and Fred Meyer standing by, we've got to get a few more organ renditions on the radio here yet.
All right.
You know what this reminds me of, kind of? And I think it reminds you, perhaps, too, of the Don McNeil's Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
Years gone by.
Hey, that's what we ought to do is get everybody. Hey, this would be fun, but don't tell me. Get everybody
around
up and have a march around.
The breakfast table. We ought to do that.
Work on that. I've got Finkel in Chicago standing by.
Okay, Jack.
And he's got our Woboland weather, I hope, because I completely missed it. So you see if you can get him to march around the breakfast table.
We'll do.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Look inside a loaf and find the good things going on.
Good things.
things are going on in Colonial Bread. We hand twist our dough and let it rise twice. That gives you a smooth texture so you can lay on a spread and never worry about your slice going all to pieces. Now that's real spread and bread. Colonial wants it and Colonial gets it. And so do you. See for yourself. Look into the loaf of fresh Colonial Bread today.
'Cause Colonial's good as a good thing's going on.
Good thing's going on.
Colonial Bread.
Good thing's going on.
And gentlemen, the bicentennial edition of the greatest show on earth.
Remember when they used to call our flag Old Glory? John Philip Sousa was the March King, and Americans were proud to be called Yankee Doodle Dandies, and you ate cotton candy, and you felt the tingle run up your spine when you heard the circus was in town. Well, all those wonderful things are here again in the all-new super spectacular bicentennial edition of the greatest show on earth.
This house alone.
The patriotic thing was excellent. Certainly the most spectacular circus ever.
It gave me goosebumps.
Americans in city after city are falling in love with their country all over again. As Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus presents its all-new special bicentennial edition of the greatest show on earth.
Don't miss the greatest show on earth appearing at the Fort Wayne Memorial Coliseum September 9th through the 12th. And for the first time in 6 years, get tickets on sale now. To you by Doc Dancer, your heating and air conditioning specialist in Fort Wayne and Decatur, Indiana.
When you're the area's number one specialist in the business of whole house air conditioning, a lot of people look to you for advice. Doc Dancers, may I help you?
Well, I've decided not to go through another summer without air conditioning, but I don't like the thought of a lot of construction and expense of a whole house unit.
Well, there are a lot of options, but at Doc Dancers, we can install the Williams add-on air conditioning system. It gives all the benefits of whole house air conditioning, plus controlled humidity, yet it simply adds on to most furnaces and is available in a wide range of cooling capacities. The Williams add-on system is the finest quality and will give years of comfort with a minimum of installation difficulties.
Well, thanks for the advice.
If you have any questions on air conditioning, give the area's number one whole house installation specialist, Doc Dancer, a call at either my Anthony and Creighton location in Fort Wayne or in Decatur at 904 North 13th Street. Doc Dancer, ready to serve you with 24-hour service and a fleet of trained specialists.
Okay, Earl, you're doing a good job, I think, and if you stand by with those conditions again, we'll let you go to work right now. All right, can you hear me okay?
Okay, just a second. Go ahead.
Well, Earl, I'm afraid if you're hearing me, are you hearing me? Yeah, he hears me. I hear him, but we can't get you on the air now. Just a second, Earl. This is going to take two hands. So I'm going to take this hand and hand it to that hand, and you hang on here, and I'll say,
Earl, you're doing a good job. Now tell me all about it.
I hope I'm doing a good job all the way out on 50,000 kilocycles. Am I a megahertz and all that?
Yes, you are.
Got me on the air. Oh, boy. Hey, out to the north and west of us, there's a couple of widely scattered light showers up around Lake and Porter County. They're heading off east to northeast and expected to dissipate in the near future. Also, a few rain showers still lingering around Dayton, Ohio, and the rest of the area is recovering out of the fog. We're currently up to a mile at Bear Field, and it's back up to a half a mile at Toledo. Still some zero conditions over into eastern Ohio, but lifting quickly now. Down at Muncie, they were zero on the visibility before, so I know the 18-wheelers are really going cautiously down that way, or they're holding up at Rosie's Coffee Shop. We'll be with this heat and humidity for the rest of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then on Sunday, the weather system out of the west will come in with a hearty we'll come along with a change in air mass back to lower humidity and cooler temperatures, and next week looks like a very refreshing siege of weather. Well, let's take it this way. For the morning, we're going to be on the foggy, cloudy side. The rest of the day will be partly cloudy, hazy, hot, and humid. The upper 80s on a light south wind. Chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially late this afternoon and tonight. Then for tonight, overnight low temperature, 68 to 72. Tomorrow, fog in the morning, but partly cloudy, hazy, hot, and more humid. temperatures 88 to 90 degrees, and we'll be in that 92 range for Saturday. And on Sunday, still looks like we'll trickle 90 before showers and thunderstorms come along by late in the day to cool us down and change us over to less humidity, and some of those could be big boomers. Currently here in Fort Wayne, we are cloudy with ground fog, 68 degrees, 92% humidity, and the wind out of the southeast at 5 miles an hour. Take it away, Jack.
You do such a good job. Thank you very much. I'll tell you what, I'm going to turn things over to Chris Roberts and have him call you in about an hour. How about that? Close enough for me, too. All right, thank you very much, Earl. All right. Oh, yes, let's see. You've got the conditions there at 68 degrees in Fort Wayne, and Earl Finkel weather has been brought to you by Doc Dancer, your heating and air conditioning specialist in Fort Wayne and Decatur, Indiana. Well, I'm sure now you can hear that organ in the background, and I know we can't play Stump the Staff, but things like that have happened. How are we doing on lining up a march around the breakfast table? I don't think we're doing too well because we've just got too many people, I think, to do that. Don't you, Chris?
Well, we're trying to line them up, Jack. The Bob Seavers Breakfast Club is on the air.
Yeah.
And we're going to try and get as many people as possible to do a little march, but we're having a little trouble right now remembering what the name of the song was that Don McNeil used to play.
It was Eddie Ballantyne in the orchestra, remember? And
I remember
Sam
the name
was there, not our
oh,
Sam.
Oh, I'll bet Sam would know it.
There he is, right
good
over
morning,
there.
Da, da, da. Yeah, I can't
good
sing.
Good morning.
I don't
good
know
morning.
The rest of the words.
No, that's not it.
Well,
I'm not going to sing
We'll find
either.
Out. We'll
okay.
find out.
See if you can find out from Sam.
I'm sure that Lowell Simpson can play it for us when the Wurlitzer come
up. All right. As a matter of fact, he's making a lot of noise in the background. Why don't you go over there and shut him off and we'll play something? I mean, really. Have him line up something. Will you
do that? Okay, we'll do
it. All right, while you go over there and check for Sam, I just want to remind the folks that here we are at Southside High School in this beautiful new cafeteria, and we're here for Bob Seavers' 40th anniversary, and you're invited. You can have breakfast with Bob. It's absolutely free. We only ask that you make a contribution to muscular dystrophy. And just a moment ago, the two muscular dystrophy boys came in. Now, one of them is a representative here for the state of Indiana. And what did I do with all those names I had? Somebody took my piece of paper. Doggone them. Anyway, we have both of the young fellas here, and they're eating breakfast right now. And as soon as they're through, they have a little presentation they're going to make with Bob, and we'll see what happens. By the way, Chris, you didn't walk off my piece of yellow paper, did you?
No, I haven't seen the piece of yellow paper is what you're looking for.
I'm looking.
We'll find it someplace.
I doubt it. But anyway, it's on. All right. Now, wait a minute. He's got it.
Oh, wait a minute. Lowell Simpson at the Mighty Wurlitzer has got the song that Don McNeil used to play when everyone marched around the breakfast table.
All right, I found my yellow slip of paper. Steve Marine stole it.
There it is. That's the one.
Yeah, that's it. Are we going to try that now? That could be it. Hey. Yeah. You know what we're going to do? Can all you folks hear me out there? We're going to do the Don McNeil Breakfast Club. Does everybody remember Don McNeil's Breakfast Club? I presume it's 1,000 years old. And Don McNeil is just short. I believe he's got more time in service in than Bob Seavers. But as you know, he's retired now. We thought it would be kind of nice if we could find the original march song and everybody got up and marched around the breakfast table. Doesn't that sound exciting? Look at him laugh out there.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, wait a minute. Now, we got to do this officially. Can you hold it just a minute over there on the Mighty Wurlitzer? All right. Now, we're going to have the official Don McNeil marching music. And everybody that feels like it, get... Uh-oh. We're going to have to open up... Uh-oh. Wait a minute. We've got the thing cordoned off so they can't... Oh, I'll tell you. Just go around the table.
Sure,
just
walk
fun.
Up around the table.
This ought
there.
To be exciting. Yeah. You and I can sing.
Huh?
You and I could sing.
Well, Warren Maurer knows the words, but how did the first bar, how did it go? Good morning.
Good morning, breakfast clubbers, and how
that's
do
right.
you do?
That's the one.
Well, that's enough. Okay. Is everybody ready out there? Now, you folks are really missing something if you haven't been to the breakfast yet, but we may do this again later, mightn't we?
Sure.
Sure, this is kind of, everybody ready out there in the crowd? All right, when you hear the music, everybody up and march around the breakfast table. Ready over
Lowell
on the...
Lowell Simpson.
On the Wurlitzer. Here we go. Everybody up. Look at him get up. It's working. There they go. Thank you. crowd has gotten up. They are now marching around the breakfast tables, and it's really great. People like, well, for heaven's sakes, look at them go. Even Sam the Vincent's out there. Can you imagine that? One more time. I presume we'll lose some of them in this, but I don't know. Song now. Hey, look me over. That's a great old song here. Well, this has turned out. Now they're all sitting down. They're sitting down now. Oh, this is something. I wonder if this, I never had the pleasure of seeing the Breakfast Club. I've been at the Sherman Hotel in Chicago many times, and but never when Don McNeil and the Breakfast Club were emanating from that spot in the windy city of Chicago. Was nice. Thank you all very much. Now, if you found another spot, no fare eating two breakfasts. You know, two breakfasts, no fare. But that was kind of fun, wasn't it? Tell you what, your mic is still on for a moment. Maybe a little later. I'm going to leave at 9 o'clock, and I'll leave you here.
Right. Okay.
Maybe
fine.
You can do this again.
Oh, I'd be happy.
It sounds like you'll be in a whole new crowd.
You know what?
What?
I can remember marching around the breakfast table. And I don't think I was much more, probably, than 5 years old at the time that my mom used to listen to that.
Yeah.
And I can remember it. All the my older sister and my older brother would go to school, and it was time to march around the breakfast table. And then I remember nappy poo time, Jack, was when Paul Harvey came down the air at noontime. And when he said, good day, that was when I said, good day, Paul Harvey. And I went to bed for about an hour and a half.
Okay. Well, listen, you stick around here, and you folks come on out. You still got plenty of time. It goes till 10 o'clock this morning, and Bob Severs is here, and you won't believe it, but I've lost him in the... Oh, I see him way in the back, and I don't think he can hear back there, but he currently is flirting with the girls. That man has spent more time flirting with the girls, and you can shake a stick at today. And I haven't told you August is not a great month to buy furniture, and you no doubt will agree with that statement, unless you're one of the smart shoppers who are saving 40% on fine furniture at Stewart Furniture right now. That's right, you could be saving at least 40% off the regular low price on all the furniture at Stewart Furniture, 3837 North Wells in Fort Wayne. Now, the selection is great. There are 8 semi-truckloads waiting in the parking lots right now to unload, and prices are just fantastic. And now is the time to buy. 40% off the price of everything in the store. Bedroom suites, chairs, sofa sleepers, dining room groups, much more, all 40% off. But here's the catch. The sale is valid only as long as the store is overstocked. And when it's not, the sale is over. So stop in now and save. Easy financing available with approved credit. And there'll be a slight delivery charge with these low prices. Now, the limited 40% off sale is on now at Stewart Furniture, 3837 North Wells in Fort Wayne, just 4 blocks south of the bypass. They're open 9 to 9 weekdays, Saturdays and Sundays till 5. Shop and save before it's too late.
School with the best school supplies at low, low prices. Shop at Airway, where the steps to elementary savings are as easy as 1, 2, 3. Save on 16-count Crayola crayons, regularly 37 cents, now only 27 cents. And a nifty spiral organizer, regularly $1.19, now at the super value of 69 cents. Airway, your one-stop shop for all your back-to-school savings. As easy as 1, 2, 3. Airway, quality and savings you can count on.
You know, some, like more and more cars and trucks on the highways, are towing recreational vehicles. At least it looks that way these days. And, you know, camping fever has advanced to epidemic proportions. More and more people are having great fun for less. Now, perhaps your family has always wanted to try camping, but were maybe scared off because of the high prices. Well, the scare is over at Swiss House of Camping in Bern, Indiana. Now, they're clearing off their lot of 21 StarCraft campers, plus 6 rental units. And now's the time to save on a great StarCraft camper. Now, you know, 1 out of every 3 campers sold is a StarCraft. StarCraft has the first, or was the first, to introduce the easy-to-set-up, easy-to-live-in hardtop camper. And today, they're America's number one camper. And Swiss House of Camping will give you number one deals during their 76 closeout sale, which is going on right now. So hurry while the selection is best. Swiss House of Camping, your headquarters for campers and travel trailers, plus motor homes and supplies. Swiss House in Bern, Indiana. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday from 8 to 8. It's closeout time, and that's savings time for you. So whatever you do, don't miss it. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have another presentation. Where did Neil go? There's Neil right now. Neil? Neil, are you ready? My goodness, Roger Skolnick and Susie just walked in. You folks remember Roger? He was program manager at WoWo 2 years, 3 years, four. Ha, who? Good to have you with us. Come down from Chicago just for the occasion? Thank you. All right, we have some presentations coming up here, but I need the help of Neil. What's the presentation we have coming up right this minute? Chamber of Commerce. Would you like to get Bob Seavers a microphone over here? And right there it is on the floor. That's it. Are they ready? Do you know? Just hand it. Well, for heaven's sakes. Bob is talking to Carl Vandegrift. Good morning, Vandy.
I'm going to ask Carl Vandegrift to say on the air, if you people can hear the speaker back there, this is Carl Vandegrift, our former manager. And Carl and I even had a disc jockey show back together in those days. And Carl came up and his open statement was this. What was it, Carl?
I still remember that tall, chubby, blonde-haired kid fresh out of high school learning the radio business with the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm still chubby. Carl, we've had a lot of good memories together.
Yes, we have. Remember the old days with Howard Ackley and Bill Miller and all Bruce Ratz? I saw Bruce over here a few minutes ago.
Bruce and Leo Yoder, they're over here. Yeah. And we can remember the days when we had different microphones than we had now. The old carbon mics, remember those?
You just have to bat them a little bit to make them work.
To shake up the grandeur.
That's right.
Carl, I feel honored that you showed up today.
Well, Bob, it's a pleasure to be here. Congratulations and many more anniversaries.
Harriet and my daughter, my Harriet's coming right down. That I say hello to her.
I shall do.
I have just come from a table of some of my favorite former teachers. Although one was not my favorite former teacher, because she is Mrs. Alice Keegan, the girls' physical education teacher. But Miss Lucy Osborne, Ellen Jo Reed, Dorothy Magley, of course I remember Miss Magley was one of my teachers. Olive Perkins. Oh, good to see her. And Pauline Van Gorder. Some of our many teachers we've had at both Harrison Hill and Southside. And a real honor to have them here today. Yes, Serena.
This is Mac Parker, the president of the Chamber of Commerce of Fort Wayne, and Dick Gallen.
Did you say Matt or Mac?
Mac Parker.
Oh, morning, Mac.
Bob. Glad to see you.
Mac, now that I look at your face, you look familiar. It's been some time, though.
You and I were in the Navy Reserve about 20 years ago.
Say, that brings back, man. So the Navy was represented today, too, Mac.
I've aged, but you haven't.
No. No, you haven't aged, but listen, you look just like you did then. First of all, I feel honored, Mac, that you showed up today.
Well, thank you, Bob. We have a plaque to present to you on behalf of the Chamber.
Really?
You're celebrating your 40 years in broadcasting, and here's this beautiful plaque.
You just read it for the folks.
I'm going to have Dick Galley. Dick Galley is the chairman of our Public Relations Committee. Read this for you.
And this has the old fort on it, right?
Right. Go ahead, Dick.
All right, Dick. Fine.
Bob, the Greater Fort Wayne Chamber of Commerce wishes to express its gratitude to Bob Seavers for speaking up on behalf of our city, Fort Wayne. We recognize that people such as yourself are our greatest ambassadors of goodwill. It is because you have spoken so well of Fort Wayne that we are awarding you this certificate to you on this day, August 26, 1976. Congratulations,
Dick.
Bob.
Dick, I'll cherish that highly. Certainly, it's indicative of Fort Wayne with the old fort on it, the new old fort, and everything you said. Fort Wayne has really been my life, and everything good I've said about Fort Wayne, I've meant it.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, and thank you, Mac.
Bob, you have been a good ambassador for Fort Wayne, and thanks to you and WoWo both.
All right, I think they want us for a picture right now.
Good. Go ahead, everybody smile pretty.
Oh, you want the slide. So, Jack, we'll send it back to you while we take some pictures.
All right, I'll just keep it up here for a moment because the Girl Scouts are waiting, and they're little brownie scouts. Those are Girl Scouts, I'm sorry. Yeah, you take it right back there in just a moment. You folks just can't believe we've got such a nice... As a matter of fact, an Indian chief just walked in here, and that's really going to surprise Bob because he's not going to have the slightest... Hang right onto the microphone there, Bob, because... And watch out for the Indian. He's going to get you. Yeah. All right. Your mic is on, Bob.
Chief, I'll be over.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
You talk about confusion. You should see Bob. Here are the girls now.
Now, are these the Girl Scouts I had down there?
Yeah.
All right.
They have something for you, Bob.
All right, then. All right.
For the microphone?
Yes. Are you? You're going to be the... Wait just a minute. I'll give you the mic. Are we on now, Jack?
Oh, yes, yes. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gathered now. I have a group of Girl Scouts gathered around me. Are you going to be the spokesman?
I guess.
All right. What is your name?
Jody Guthrie.
Jody Guthrie. Jody, first of all, I want to thank all of you for coming to help me celebrate my anniversary at WoWo today. And what did you want to do?
We want to give you this sash for announcing all the Girl Scout cookie sales and everything.
Well, you know, I'm glad to do that because I just love Girl Scout cookies. All right. And what is on this sash?
These are the cadet badges. The one with the bird on it is for your love of birds in the winter. And this one's wildlife.
That's for my love of squirrels, I'll bet you.
Yeah. And this one's because you like to eat so much.
Oh, thanks a lot, all right.
And this one's wildlife conservation. And this is first aid to animals. And this is food raiser because of your tomatoes.
Oh.
And this is music. And this is plant kingdom.
Yes.
And this is radio and television. And this is small craft when you go fishing.
And that's got an anchor and could stand for my Navy career. I want to thank you because this is almost the story of my life in this sash. So you must have known a lot about me then, huh?
Well, sort of.
Well, you certainly did. Let's get the names of the Girl Scouts just so they can say they were on, all right?
Patty Griswold.
All right.
Jody Guthrie.
Denise Hannigan.
Lynn Mensing.
Cheryl Beatty.
Dean Getz.
All right.
Kathy Kerwin. Carol Beatty.
And their leader.
I am Judy Guthrie, and I wish to tell you that the badge sash was prepared for you by Alma Arnold of the Limberlost Girl Scout office, and that's why we knew so much about your life.
I feel honored, and is this lady with your group? One of the, all right. I feel so honored that you had to know something about my life, and that each one of these circles, and what do you call them, badges?
Badges.
Each
and
one.
This is a first-class badge for having been such a helper and a first-class scout for all of the girls in Limberlost.
Oh, thank you, Jody. I certainly, your name was what?
Judy.
Judy. Judy, I feel honored, and especially that these badges mean so much about my life. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us this morning.
Jack, back to you.
All right, Bob, I'm going to hold it up here for a moment, but don't give your mic up yet. We've got another presentation coming up. Did you hear that? See, Bob has a hard time hearing me because he's between the speakers and my microphone, but he'll be back in just a moment. Some more of his friends have stopped in. You know, amid the fluttering flags and the fireworks and the patriotic parades of the bicentennial, there's a very simple story of the American Revolution being told at Amish Acres in Napanee, Indiana. You see, the old order Amish stand as a silent symbol of the American experiment's success. Seeking religious freedom is the only way they could do it in America. It's their way of life, and it's gone unchanged for over 200 years. And now you can visit Amish Acres' 80-acre living historical farm, which is preserved, restored, and open to the public, telling the very incredible story of the Amish way of life. And it'll take you back to places you've always wanted to go to, where horse-drawn buggies take you down the long lane, wood-burning fires heat the kitchen range, and after your slow and easy tour, get set for a memorable meal in the old barn restaurant. Spend a few hours browsing and shopping in the quaint log cabins, and you'll have a good time in your own way. Amish Acres on U.S. Highway 6 in Napanee, Indiana.
Over 15 million Americans suffer from some form of arthritis, but now there's relief with a product called Icy Hot. Icy Hot is a medicated cream that gives you welcome temporary relief from aches and pains, muscle soreness, sprains, even headaches. Icy Hot is absorbed rapidly and puts pain to sleep. If nagging arthritis is bothering you, try Icy Hot. Rub it on. You'll be pleased with the results. Pick up a jar of Icy Hot today at your neighborhood Hook's Dependable Drugstore. Use only as directed.
At least you know that you can find.
Do you know the easy way to live in a saltwater home? You can rent it.
Oh, is it close to schools and parks?
What?
How many bedrooms?
No, I don't mean rent a whole house. I mean you can rent a Culligan water softener.
Oh,
It's a very popular way to have soft water nowadays. Culligan dealers are renting tons of water softeners to customers all over America.
Rent a Culligan, huh?
Right, a genuine Culligan automatic water softener, whatever model or size you need.
That sounds pretty good.
Sure, you get luxurious soft water in your home for just pennies a day. Nothing to buy and no work to do.
That sounds even better.
If you'd like to know more about it, just call your Culligan man.
All right. Hey, Culligan man!
Really, your Culligan man will be happy to have you as a rental customer.
Yes, and it's all right with him if you have children and pets.
There's a Culligan man near you to solve all your water problems. In the Decatur area, call your Culligan man, Ron Swihart. Now, he'll analyze your water supply and tell you exactly what's needed. And whether you want to rent or buy a Culligan water softener, Juan Swigert in Decatur is the Culligan man to call.
Evans Toyota, Indiana's second largest volume dealer, puts dollars back in your pocket with their August dollar sale. Every single new car and truck in stock is yours for the taking for only $1 over cost. All air conditioners and all car stereo cassette players are $1 over cost. Never before has Evans Toyota given away brand new cars and trucks at only $1 over cost. Head for Evans Toyota now on Brooklyn Avenue, one block north of Bluffton Road. Hurry, sale ends Tuesday, August 31st.
Well, now we are. Oh, there's Bob. He's back again, and he's been spending some time while we were spending some time with you, talking with the Indian chief. Bob, tell us about it.
All right. We have, I'm going to have Chief on in a minute, but I have Fred Myers. Fred, first of all, we're enjoying Mr. Lowell Simpson's music on that Wurlitzer, and I didn't expect to see you up so bright and early, but what do you have in your arm?
Bob, I've got a bicentennial clock here for the oldest man in radio. Bob?
No, you don't mean that, Fred.
That's for you.
You don't mean that.
Yes, I mean that. A great man.
Oh, that.
On time.
Fred, that is, now I don't know what to say. A 31-day clock, does that mean you wind it up and it runs for 31
That's
days?
That's right. That means you can sleep between lines.
Sometimes I feel like I need to sleep that long. Fred Myers, so thanks so much.
You're welcome, Bob. Congratulations.
A bicentennial clock from Fred Myers. Now I've got Chief Spotted Deer. Chief Spotted Deer, and he's taught me one thing. When you shake hands with an Indian, Chief, we shake left-handed. Is that right?
Right.
Now tell me again. Now, when you get on my... Why do you shake hands with the left hand?
Because I mean what I do to I wouldn't shake hands. Our hearts are the left side.
Chief,
man shakes his hands to be shaking it.
Chief Spotted Deer, it's been many moons since we've seen. It's good seeing you again.
Oh, it's been a long time. And I've heard you on the TV, on the radio so much. I just think every morning, he said, you're supposed to come sit under my big tree with me. He never does.
The first afternoon things slow down, I'm going to sit under your big tree. It's out there on, is it?
Ardmore Avenue.
Right, not too far from the top of the hill there.
That's
after
right.
Taylor Street.
That's right.
Chief, I'm looking for it. We'll sit under the tree together.
Hey, Bob.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
Look up and look what's standing
Bob
here.
Bob Chase is here.
Hey.
Oh, and who's this? Oh, my. Elmer. Elmer. McDonald. Elmer, I got your reminder. No, that was from Gene Snowden. I forgot. That was. I'm getting my men all mixed up. Elmer, gee, I have to look up to you, and it's been a long time since we've chatted together.
Yeah, I just wanted to stop by, Bob, and congratulate you for a long career. You've had a great time at it. You've been a regular guy. It's been fun out here. And somebody said I could probably get a cup of coffee and a roll or something here, so I thought I'd stop by.
You certainly can, Elmer, right over. Oh, thanks so much for showing up. I feel honored.
It's been nice seeing you, and wish you all the luck of the world the rest of your career.
Elmer, thanks so much. Elmer McDonald, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Chase, another guy I have to look up to. Bob, we go back in radio a long time. I feel honored that you showed up today.
In fact, we're going to go to work on you in the next hour here. We're going to have some reminiscences. I think it'll bring a few memories back to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what you've got up your sleeve.
It's all going to be good fun.
Thanks so much, Bob. Thank you.
You really deserve it.
All right. Bob Chase, Larry Warner's traveled with me many places in the world. Larry, it's good to see you and your charming wife.
Well, I'm not an Indian or a Girl Scout, but I do wish to congratulate you, Bob, on your 40 years.
Well, I know you've got a lot of friends since you were in the school system here, and I feel honored that you showed up today to congratulate me.
Thank you. Take
Lawrence
care.
Warner. Thank you, Lawrence. Tell the family we said hello. Well, we're down here. I do have, Pauline Van Gorder. And she really was one of my teachers.
I certainly was.
Pauline, I feel honored that you and the girls... And Miss Magley was one of my... Oh, here she is.
She is, too, yeah.
And,
she...
and Ruth Wimmer. Ruth, did I ever have... I don't know if
I had Harriet.
You had Harriet. That's where it is. I had Miss Magley, though, didn't I?
I think you did. Enjoyed you very much.
And Miss Magley, you don't look any older than when I had you back in Southside High School in 1935.
You're just as good a liar now as you were then.
All right, back to Jack Underwood from here on the floor. Jack, back to you.
All right, thank you very much, Bob. Gee, what a nice crowd we've got here. And it goes till 10 o'clock, you know. So you don't have to dress up. My goodness, I wore my Wo-Wo shirt, and I guess I'm the only one that did. And if you heard me say no thank you in the middle of Bob's talk, I forgot I had my microphone on. They were handing me a nameplate to put on. I've got nothing but my name all over me. I'll tell you what, we have something very special coming up. And before we get into that, well, I got another special.
Friendlies. It's our own old-fashioned ice cream and the best-tasting hamburgers in town. It's meals cooked and served the way you like them. And a pleasant good morning along with your breakfast. Friendlies is fisherman jigs and french fries and fribbles. It's great big banana royals and old tiny ice cream sodas. It's hamburgers cooked to your order and 22 different kinds of ice cream to choose from for dessert. It's clam boats and big beef cheeseburger specials. It's snacks and sandwiches and ice cream cones. And the best time to go someplace friendly is right now during the grand opening celebration of your friendly neighborhood friendly.
Hey, go. Your friendly grand opening is this Friday. It's located at 3232 St. Joe Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We've got something special coming up here, but you know, from Syracuse to Cherubusco and Wilshire to Van Wert, when they polled the delegation, everyone voted for Leith. L-E-A-T-H, Leith Furniture. And you know, this week during their store-wide campaign of super savings, Leith has picked 20 candidates, all front runners. So cast your ballot for one of these winners. Just $299.95 for a country-style pine bedroom by Bassett. Now, it includes the big nine-drawer triple dresser with a hutch mirror, four-drawer chest, full or queen-size spindle-back headboard at a savings of $100. And save $80 on a Lazy Boy recliner rocker. Traditional styling with a luxurious velvet covering. And save $80 on a bright five-piece Howell dinette, oval table with carefree plastic top, and four correlated chairs with supported vinyl seats and backs. 20 great candidates in all, and not one of them a dark horse, because Leith's platform is solid. Name brands, lower prices, delivery and setup service included, and Leith's own tailored financing. Cast your vote at L-E-A-T-H, Leith Furniture, U.S. 30 Bypass North in Fort Wayne. Free doorstep parking for hundreds of cars, and you're welcome weeknights till 9, Saturdays 9 to 5, Sunday is noon till 5. Well, I'll tell you what. It's time to take another look at sports with Art Salzberg. Art?
Pro golfer Fuzzy Zeller of New Albany, Indiana, got married last weekend, Bob, and the sports world hasn't seen a wedding like that one since Johnny Bench plighted his troth last year. That troth has since become unplighted, of course. Fuzzy got married on Saturday in Louisville to Diane Thornton, his childhood sweetheart, and the celebration just boggled the mind. The ceremony was pretty normal, I guess. I mean, there's only so much you can do with a wedding ceremony and still get the job done legally, but the reception was like something out of Cecil B. DeMille. The Thornton family rented out the main hall of the convention center to handle the crowd of several hundred. Drinks were available at a number of locations around the hall, and for hungry guests, there was the buffet table, which featured chicken breasts stuffed with almonds and apples, beef Wellington, shrimp Newburgh, and 800 fresh lobsters flown in just before the wedding from Maine. Then there was the wedding cake. It was 6 feet high. That's right, 6 feet high, and it took a week to make. The cost of all this? Well, according to Mr. Thornton, $50,000 would probably be about right, and perhaps even just a bit low. He can afford it, though, Bob. He happens to be the driving force behind Thornton Oil Company and also owns a couple of Ramada Inns in the Louisville area.
Oh, that's the way it goes. Oh, by the way, Art, this is Jack. Now, may I have your attention for just a moment? Can you all hear out there? Wait a minute. Cut the Wurlitzer. All right, we cut the Wurlitzer. Can everybody hear? Quiet down. Everybody down. Shh. We're trying to quiet the crowd down, as you undoubtedly can tell, because we're going to do something special right now, and Jay Gould is going to introduce it. So let's have a nice hand for Jay Gould.
My day, this is Bob Seaver's day. But I just thought there is one little thing that hasn't been mentioned this morning. I don't know where you will find a more complete American citizen than in Bob Seavers. And I know that so many of you would just like to join with me in singing one song for Bob Seavers, would you? I'd like to have you sing God Bless America just for Bob Seavers. Will you all stand up?
Goodness, that was great. You have no idea how heartwarming, and the goose pimples are on my arms right now. The entire crowd here of, I would say, 300 or 400 are assembled here now for breakfast, standing and singing God Bless America, which was a nice thought. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you all so much. And I'll tell you what, we're it's 8:59 right now, so we got 1 minute before the news, and I'm going to have to hurry back to the radio station. And I'll leave you in good hands with Chris Roberts, Bob Seavers, Jay Gould. Bob Chase is in. He's got a couple of surprises, so whatever you do, don't leave. Come on out to Southside High School. You've got till 10 o'clock today.
Sun's a shining, car runs nice, but you better start thinking about the snow and ice. You can be prepared, and I'll tell you how. Be a wise guy right now. Yeah, Nationwide is having their winter sale, and the prices are really low. Come in now before the temperature drops and you're stuck in 3 feet of snow. Why not beat the crowds and be prepared and winterize your car? You get super deals now at Nationwide, and buddy, here they are.
This week at Nationwide's Auto Parts, you'll save $3 on a wide variety of new and rebuilt replacement parts for your car. Yes, Nationwide will give you $3 off their already low prices for these top quality parts with exchange. For example, save $3 on new original equipment mufflers, rebuilt distributors, master cylinders and carburetors, alternators, water pumps, starters, and more. So bring in your old parts and save $3 on any one of these top quality replacement parts this week only at your nearest Nationwide's Auto Parts.
Be a wise guy. Shop Nationwide. There's one near you. Nationwide Auto Parts.
Your radio station when you need to know. Westinghouse Broadcasting.
Savage fighting has broken out in South Africa at least five places as Zulus battle blacks from other tribes in the township of Soweto. The attacks by Zulus are reported against black militants who've been trying to enforce a boycott against white employers. The Soweto Police Commissioner says violence is escalating between residents of single men's hostels in the black ghetto and other blacks after spreading from the Meadowlands area earlier today. For WoWo News, I'm Jerry Hoffman. Tension appears to have eased in South Korea after talks between the United States and North Korean representatives on ways to avoid incidents like last week's bloody clash in the truce village of Panmunjom. A typical expression heard among some American and South Korean officials is, it's all over. But a U.S. military spokesman says the 41,000 American troops south of the demilitarized zone remain on alert. North Korea has denounced continued fights over the U.S. B-52s over South Korea as very grave and provocative military action. Hurricane Emmy grew in strength today as it moved further into the Atlantic. Weather forecasters say Emmy is being propelled by winds of 85 miles an hour. She's expected to strengthen, and at last report, Emmy was 600 miles southeast of Bermuda. Since the initial touchdown of our Viking spacecraft on the Red Planet, a relay of some spectacular photos, little has been heard about our venture. We understand, however, the quest for life on Mars is continuing.
New results sent back by Viking 1 have increased the chances of life on the planet, but scientists continue to use caution in describing what they are actually seeing. Dr. Norman Horowitz, a member of the biology team, points out the fact that scientists are dealing with another planet makes everything all the more difficult.
If we had observed these results in the laboratory, we would have concluded that we had a weak but positive biological signal. But since the signal comes from Mars, which is an entirely different world and one that we don't understand yet. We have to be very careful in how to interpret these numbers.
Dr. Horowitz says, however, we have definitely moved a step closer toward the possibility of Martian life. Steve Futterman, Pasadena, California.
President Ford meets with some old political pros today as he continues mapping campaign strategy at Vail, Colorado. On hand will be Vice President Nelson Rockefeller, former Treasury Secretary John Connally, and GOP Vice Presidential candidate Robert Dole. Jimmy Carter, the Democratic presidential candidate, flew to Plains, Georgia, following his Des Moines talk yesterday, an appearance that capped a four-day Midwest and West Coast swing. He has no other major appearances on tap this week, but aides say he will open his Democratic presidential campaign in full force next week, including a Washington meeting with labor leaders. Fort Wayne detectives are looking into a pair of armed robberies overnight. Held up at knife point was Alan Corderan at 17 Willoughby Place. That incident took place at Division and Jefferson. Also robbed in their home at 3718 Warsaw were Mr. and Mrs. Don Carney. Police are questioning a suspect, 22-year-old May Lear of Division Street. Allen County Police have identified the victim of an auto pedestrian accident which took place on Tuesday night on Old State Road 3 south of Fort Wayne. She's 14-year-old Janet Anderson of Indianapolis, listed by police there as a runaway. In a car truck crash in Ohio, 115 north of Kalida, Ohio, critically injured 4-year-old Dion Horseman of Cloverdale, Ohio. Two other people were less seriously hurt in that mishap yesterday. Meanwhile, a car semi-accident on U.S. 224 in Van Wert County, Ohio, took the life of 73-year-old Hugo Hyman of Decatur, Indiana. Local News Time, 9:04, 10:04 in Ohio and Michigan.
OGW, it's a catalog you walk through. OGW, it's a catalog you walk through.
It's a showroom filled with values. It's a catalog showroom store. O-G-W. It's quality, it's variety. It's all right through our door. O-G-W. It's causing conversation as these things so often do.
Take something nice back to school from O.G. Wilson, such as a new Smith Corona Super 12 cartridge typewriter for only $189.97. And for those weekend parties, save $20 on a Super Sanyo stereo with turntable and 8-track recorder. Now, only $229. Buy now and save at O.G. Wilson's catalog showroom, Glenbrook Center and Southtown Mall.
O.G.W.
Wo's Ron Gregory. Do you want to know more about the metric system? The National Bureau of Standards has available a free publication entitled All You Need to Know About Metric. For your copy, write to Wo.
Overland weather, some locally dense morning fog, possibly a scattered thundershower or two, then partly cloudy today. Look for a high in the mid-80s, light southeast winds. Chance of scattered showers and storms early tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Showers and storms ending tomorrow, then partly cloudy and warmer with a high in the upper 80s. For Saturday, partly cloudy, that high reaching into the low 90s. Once again, our forecast for this Thursday, chance of locally dense fog this morning, possibly a scattered thundershower or two, then partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Right now in Fort Wayne, relative humidity 87%. Officially at the airport, cloudy skies, 72 degrees. Jerry Hoffman, Wobo News.
Bob Seavers!
And good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Roberts this time around, back again from Southside High School in the cafeteria. A cafeteria. It's getting late in the morning, and we've all been up a long time so far today, enjoying all of the folks that have come out to congratulate Bob Seavers on his 40th anniversary celebration, which is taking place right now, even as I speak to you. And of course, we are speaking to you until 10 o'clock tonight from just about 3 miles south of downtown Fort Wayne on Calhoun Street, Southside High, Bob's old alma mater. And there's still plenty of time, I might remind you, to get in your car and come on down and say hello to us. We'd love to see you down here. Everything is going just superb. We will be talking in this hour with many, many people. Bob has more presentations that are yet up and coming. We have the music of Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers along with us this morning. And things are basically going strong, and we're having a good old time. Bob Seavers is down at this very moment, talking with several of his listeners. Just about everybody from the WoWo staff is down here today. I know that no one would miss this for the world. Our phone is ringing, so as you can see, we're having a busy time down here today. And I'll tell you what we'll do right about now to kind of get things going again. Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers are back again, swinging down the lane. Listen. Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers swinging down the lane this morning. We have about, if I can see on the clock on the wall, about 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. I see a wave from Sam DeVincent back there in the crowd. Everybody enjoying that fine McDonald's breakfast this morning, the continental-type breakfast. And, of course, we are accepting donations, which will go to muscular dystrophy. A very good cause, as I'm sure that you all know without my having to explain it all to you. And I understand we're going to be announcing a total sometime a little bit later on this hour as to how much money was raised here at Southside High School. The folks that have been coming all morning long, as a matter of fact, when I walked in the door at about 20 to 5, or a quarter to 5 this morning, there were 15 or 20 people waiting for us to arrive. And, of course, Calvin Richards and the promotion staff of your radio station was in a little bit ahead of time, as they have been for the last couple of days, setting things up around here. And all in all, just having a great time till 10 o'clock this morning, Bob Seaver's 40th anniversary celebration. Got a telegram that came in from Congressman J. Edward Rausch. And if you've ever tried to read a telegram before, you know that you kind of have to pick between the addresses and things like that. It says, honoring Bob Seaver's on the occasion of his 40th anniversary with WoWo is indeed a meaningful celebration. I have cause to be inserted in the congressional record by remarks concerning this great human being. Among other things, I pointed out that he is representative of the people he serves in the heartland of America, that he knows our feelings and our needs and expresses them so well through his particular medium, the radio. Please convey to Bob my congratulations on a job well done and my best wishes for continuing success. Ed Rausch, Member of Congress. And Congressman Rausch also attached a letter to it, which I understand was entered in the congressional record. In part, it says, Mr. Speaker, I would like to add my congratulations to Mr. Bob Seaver, who is celebrating his 40th anniversary at WOWO Radio here in Fort Wayne. Bob and I have been friends since even before I became congressman of the 4th District in the state of Indiana. We have taken part in many civic activities together, and I have found Bob well representative of the people he serves. In many respects, Bob's job is similar to mine. His job is to meet the needs of his listening audience. His 40 years of service has proved this. I find that he knows the feelings of many of us in the heartland of America. Bob is aware of our feelings and needs and expresses them through his particular medium, which happens to be the radio. And it goes on from there. And Congressman Rausch, a big thank you very much for that. I understand that Calvin Richards tells me Bob Seaver's is out and about in the mass of smiling humanity and all the good people that have listened to us for so many years. And Bob Seaver's, if you can hear me out there, it's all yours.
Friends, we're switching out in the audience now. I have the two poster young people for the muscular dystrophy. Steve Arnold, I believe. Steve, and you're the local poster. It's a pleasure meeting you. And can you tell me anything about muscular dystrophy? Has the organization been good to you? Or what would you like to say, Steve?
Yeah, have been.
Well, Steve, you're a nice young man. I took you through the WoWo studios the other day. Your mother accompanied you on the wheelchair. Did you enjoy seeing some of the behind-the-scenes in radio?
Yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure showing you. Now, that was Steve Arnold, and he's in his wheelchair with a nice outfit on, a striped shirt and brown pants. This is Chad Allen, who is the state poster child for muscular dystrophy. Chad, how old are you?
9.
Now, is it possible for you to get out of your wheelchair and walk or not?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. And are you happy of the all of the contributions of the people in behalf of the Jerry Lewis Labor Day Telethon that is coming up? Do you think this is a worthy cause for people to help people with muscular dystrophy?
Yeah.
And do you go to school, Steve? What school, if you do?
Brentwood.
All right. Now, I tell you what. Chad and Steve. Chad, I think we'll make you the recipient here. And I'm going to call this gentleman first of all. And also Bruce or Gene Backoven. Come on over, sir. What is your name?
Del Triple A.
And Del, who is the gentleman with you?
Tom Andrews, president of Office Equipment Supply.
All right, Del and Tom. Now, you have some checks here.
Bonnie and Glenn Grinnell of L.I. Griffin & Son for $10.
All right.
And there's one from Red Carpet Antiques for $5. And there's one from Nita's Antiques for $5.
We certainly want to thank you. Now, this gentleman here, we're meeting, your name is what?
My name is Steve Turner. I am the District Director for Muscular Dystrophy Association.
All right, Steve. Now, we're going to present these to make it in this order. Hand these to Chad. I'll refer them to Steve in a moment. And now, your name again?
Del Triple A.
Del Triple A and?
Tom Andrews.
And Tom, what do you have here?
Our donation from the employees at Office Equipment Supply.
Thanks so much for this.
God bless you, and congratulations on your 40 years.
Well, it's been fun. Things like this make it worthwhile. Thank you, gentlemen, Dell and Tom. Thank you so much. Now, you hold that, Chad. I have one more here, a good friend of mine, Gene Bachhoven from the Navy Club. Gene, tell us about your contribution and what you have there.
Well, Bob, at our special executive board meeting last night, we, of course, had heard about your big celebration today, and we decided that we wanted to make something a little special for your endeavors on behalf of Wovoland. And if I may, I would like to read this. I had addressed it to Westinghouse Radio Broadcasting. It is as follows. Gentlemen, the Navy Club of Fort Wayne salutes its member, Bob Seavers, in celebrating 40 years of service with WOWO. His record of dedication and assistance to the Fort Wayne community and the United States Navy is most outstanding. Please accept our donation to Bob's favorite charity, the Muscular Dystrophy Association, in recognition of this special day. And it's from the direction of the executive staff, and I wish to present you this check.
And this check, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, even though Gene didn't say it, is $100. Isn't that wonderful? Well, now we have all the checks together. Chad, fine, Steve. You hold on to those. Again, Gene, thank you so much.
You're most welcome, Bob. Again, and congratulations to you.
Anytime we can help you out. Again, before we wrap it up and send it back to Chris Roberts, now, your name was what?
My name is Steve Turner.
Steve Turner. Steve, this is something that I think adds to the occasion and makes it purposeful. And this Labor Day telethon is coming up this September 5th. Is that right?
Right. It will be on WKJG TV 33 on Sunday at 8 p.m. September the 5th.
And I hope that we today will start that out by having some goodly contributions, as you have just seen here.
You've done a super job. By the way, both Steve and Chad would like to present you with a special guest invitation to the Jerry Lewis Telethon. And if you can make it, just drop by anytime.
If I can make it, I'll be glad to.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. All right, Chris Roberts, back to you.
And Steve and Commander Seavers, thank you very much. Now, 17 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning, after 10 o'clock in Ohio and Michigan, we are live from Southside High School in the cafeteria. Bob Seavers' 40th anniversary celebration. And please pardon us while we pat ourselves on the back, so to speak. But we're actually patting one man, and that's Bob Seavers, and I hope you agree with our feelings. Say, August is not a great month to buy furniture. You'll no doubt agree with that statement, unless you're one of the smart shoppers who are saving 40% on fine furniture at Stewart Furniture right now. That's right. You could be saving at least 40% off the regular low price on all furniture at Stewart Furniture, 3837 North Wells here in Fort Wayne. Selection is great. There are 8 semi-truckloads waiting in the parking lots to unload. Prices are just fantastic, so now, as you can see, is the time to buy. 40% off the price of everything in the store. Bedroom suits, chairs, sofa sleepers, dining room groups, and more. 40% off. But here's the catch. The sale is valid only as long as the store is overstocked. And when it's not, the sale is over, so stop in now and save. Easy financing available with approved credit. There'll be a slight delivery charge with these low prices. A limited 40% off sale now at Stewart Furniture, 3837 North Wells here in Fort Wayne, just 4 blocks south of the bypass. Open weekdays 9 till 9, Saturday and Sunday till 5. Shop and save at Stewart before it's too late.
Hey, all you tire kickers, you want to kick a tire that'll bounce your kicking toe. We got kicking tires, the kind that everyone admires. We equip them with a car and price them low. You're gonna love our cars with a kicky tire, so come in and kick a couple and you'll see. We'll save you money, friend, no doubt about it, when you buy the car with a kicky tires.
Hey, you've been kicking about high prices? Well, buy a 76 Chevrolet at the Haven Chevrolet, because it's closeout time. Time to clear out the 76s. Time for you to get the new car you've been waiting for. So hot foot it down to the Haven Chevrolet. Some of these 76s offer $1,000 savings, and you can't kick about that. The Haven Chevrolet is offering great savings on 76 Chevrolets.
We'll save you money, friend, no doubt about it, when you buy that car with a kicky tire.
That's the Haven Chevrolet, 1500 Clinton Street, Fort Wayne. We just try harder.
W-O-W-O, Earl Finkel.
Brought to you this hour this morning by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Fort Wayne and Bluffton, Indiana.
An improvement loan for your home, lake cottage, or farm from First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Fort Wayne can add pleasure and convenience to your life. Whether it's for a completely new kitchen, an extra bedroom, a garage and driveway, a remodeled basement, or a modern bathroom, First Federal specializes in improvement loans, especially those designed to save you money by conserving fuel and energy with a new roof, siding, insulation, storm windows and doors, the replacement of an outmoded heating and air conditioning system, even wall-to-wall carpeting. So why put off the better life? Why not add to the value of your property, as well as to the enjoyment it'll give for years to come? By making those needed improvements now, with a fast, easy-to-afford loan from First Federal of Fort Wayne. First Federal is an equal housing lender with convenient offices downtown, North Anthony, Georgetown, Covington Plaza, and Bluffton.